Bob, with Anderson tonight, you think you're in this kind of role where every starter doesn't want to be the guy to, like, you know, you just have this great role where everyone's pitching great. Does it kind of gets infectious like that?
No doubt. I mean, those things kind of get contagious. And they, as a group, you know, whether it's the bullpen, whether it's position players, whether it's the starters, there's always competition amongst them. And they're always there supporting them when they come off the mound every inning. And so it has become that. The numbers are absolutely fantastic. You know, we have this bullpen we put together to be able to shorten games, and all our starters are doing is going out there and not allowing the bullpen guys to pitch. So, you know, Brett, I think that was the most pitches he threw. He's thrown for us. 7 innings, weak contact, 1 hit. I mean, and he was dealing tonight. I mean, 3-2 breaking balls, good changeup, sinkers. Like I said, weak contact. It was impressive.
So you kind of alluded to it a little bit, but what are you seeing specifically from Brett now versus earlier when he was struggling?
You know, he's getting comfortable. He's got a routine. He's, you know, it's been a while since he's had this type of routine. Knock wood, he's been healthy too. And, you know, it's just, you just fall into this confidence that, you know, you insulate within your routine. His bullpens have been good. So he's just been rolling and feeling good about himself.
Bob, Chris homers again and get some MVP chance. I mean, how big has this been for you guys this year?
I've been hearing, you know, some talk on some of the broadcasts, national broadcasts about MVPs. His name's not even brought up. I mean, how can you not? What is he, second in the league in RBIs, second in homers? I mean,
tied for first.
It's ridiculous that he's not part of that conversation.
Of the way that the starters have been going, how much of a complete team do you feel like you have right now?
Feel pretty good. I mean, we've been on a nice little roll here where we felt like we're a good team, but now it seems like, you know, there's certain games where we all facets come together over the course of the game, and, you know, once we get a lead, we feel pretty good about being able to close it out. And, you know, the 2-out hits tonight, the adding on, the, you know, we're doing a lot of things well. We're playing good defense, all the above. So it feels pretty good right now. And when you have a run like we do, you know, the confidence kind of supports that.
How important was it? You talked about the 2-out hits, but the Chapman getting the double, then Lowry walks and Chris Davis not coming. How important is it just to manufacture runs the way you guys are?
Yeah, and the Laureano steal, you know, that puts us in a position now where, you know, that's basically 2 runs. You know, a ground ball, if we don't have him on second base, can be, you know, a double play ball. Get a good break off third on Fegley, you know, and score on that one, and then Martini comes up with a big hit. So, you know, they're each guy relies on the guys behind them. They don't feel like they have to be the hero.
Bob, after Brett's last start, I think you said that this version of Anderson might even be better than the old version of him. What has he done? What has changed for him as a pitcher over the years?
Yeah, you know what? It used to just be a power guy where it was a four-seam heater and a breaking ball. And now it's a mix of pitches. He has to do it any differently. And the same thing about Cahill. You know, it's more of a mix of pitches now, which makes him a little less predictable. You know, instead of kind of 50-50, now there are actually 4 pitches that he can go to. And when you see him dropping 3-2 breaking balls for strikes, boy, they, you know, that gets you off the fastball that much more. And it's tough to think along with him.
Bob, with Chris, just the consistency to be 2 home runs away from a 3 straight 40 home run season.
What are we, August?
Right. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I think just as remarkable as the number of RBIs in the, you know, later part, not even the later part of really August yet. So one thing he's doing is he's getting better. You know, every year he's gotten better with us. And, you know, it's just as impressive as the deep count at bat with the RBI single to center field. You know, that club really wasn't in his bag for a while. And now he has that too, where he's knocking in big runs without the homer. So just continues to get better.
Thank you.
All right.